So if you're watching, thanks for joining me today. I'll be doing these more often, and I'll be making sure to be organized so that we're covering topics that are current and are relevant to what's going on in the world today. And boy, are we in a world that is doing some, or that is experiencing some unbelievable stuff. It's completely unprecedented, and obviously that's impacting all of our lives individually at some level. And I know my wife and I are constantly making sure that we're doing our part to, be good examples of good citizens, I guess. Especially here in LA, we are constantly reminded to stay at home, socially distance, wear masks, so that if for some random reason where we're actually carrying the virus, that we're not putting ourselves in a position to give it to others. And that's what we do, and that's what we attempt to do. But that's for another conversation. So I hope everyone is safe out there. I hope everyone is healthy. I hope that you are all able to navigate this moment in our lives and in the history of the world, quite frankly, in a way that is somewhat manageable, and that you are doing your part to make sure that other people are safe. So I hope you guys are all good out there. So today I actually have a few things that I want to cover. There's a lot going on in real estate. It's I think something that a lot of people pay attention to when their mind is not on, the things that are going on in the world today. But the questions that I get, because I've been in the industry for 15 years now, what's going to happen when we experience some sense of normalcy again? And the best that we try to do as real estate agents or as real estate professionals in this world is to take the information that we have and do the best that we can to kind of, punch out some type of thought, some reasonable thought, an educated thought. And that's all we can do. To do it now is clearly going to be difficult. And I think a lot of people are attempting to make predictions out there, and they're using the data that they have and doing the best they can. And that's exactly what I try to do. I try to do the same thing. And especially here in Los Angeles, us being in a very unique market, we're one of the busiest markets in the world, one of the most expensive markets in the world. I actually just saw something on a website called Visual Capitalist that ranked LA as the eighth most expensive city in the world. So our cost of living is extremely expensive, and I'm sure all of you can understand that and relate to that. I grew up in Los Angeles. I grew up in Santa Monica, and over that time it's the cost of living is increased in those 30 plus years. So based on the data that we have, or the data that we're seeing and putting it compiling it all together, there's three different scenarios that people are trying to look at. And they use letters to represent how that would look. So if you were looking at a chart, there's a U-shaped recovery, an L-shaped recovery, and a V-shaped recovery, also known as a checkmark recovery. And of those three, the one that would be the best for us would be the checkmark recovery, the V-shaped recovery, because basically what that's implying is that the market dipped quickly and then bounced back up quickly. A U-shaped recovery would basically be just what you think. It would go down and then kind of slowly raise back up, and then eventually get back everything that was lost. An L-shaped recovery would be extremely long and slow, and that would also be a more challenging one. So there are a lot of people that are expecting a checkmark recovery. Now, will that happen? We will see. Time will tell. But there's a lot of things that are happening in the world that give us the impression that that is likely to happen. And the reason why is because companies like Zillow and others, Redfin, are talking about some of the data to their web traffic, to their website. So the traffic is actually shot up. Now, part of that may be because when you're done with your Netflix watch list and you've got nothing else to do, and you're trying to figure out what else to do, you go look at future homes, or you kind of shop around on Zillow. That could be part of it. But I also think there is a part, it's partly because people are starting to feel more comfortable about potentially going out there and seeing homes again. The shelter at home policies and guidelines are starting to be lifted across the country. The same is happening here in Los Angeles. I'll actually talk about that in a moment. So people are starting to get back out there. And, you know, the industry is doing what it can to prevent a slowdown. I mean, lenders are still lending on the more popular loans, meaning conventional loans, which is what most of us get when we're trying to buy a home. FHA loans is another loan type that a lot of people use to get homes. Those types of loans are still being processed. And there hasn't been any shutdown whatsoever, even in the deepest quarantine moments that we've experienced, where there was something that would halt those deals. Of course, you know, with having people at home more, it was harder to get those things done, but they were still being done. Appraisals were actually being delayed up to 4 months past the close of escrow. And what that means is, for those of us for those of you that aren't familiar with the process, when you're getting a loan on a home and you're getting financing a loan, obviously, you have to get an appraisal done. And you do that during the escrow. The appraisal is done before the escrow closes. And believe it or not, banks and lenders were creating policies that would have allowed for the appraisal to actually occur as far as 4 months past the close of escrow, which is something I'd never heard of before. But those are the kinds of things that were happening to try to make sure that home sales weren't slowed any more than they needed to. And then, of course, people like me, like, you know, real estate agents, we were doing virtual showings. We were doing our part to try to show homes to people remotely and hopefully making that, you know, enough to get them, give them a sense of what the home was like. So those kinds of things were happening. And listings were still coming on the market. In fact, just this past week, I wrote an offer for a client and was still dealing with multiple offer scenarios, which, you know, I did not expect to happen right now, even in a hot market like Los Angeles. But there were still multiple offers, which was pretty unbelievable. So things are happening and things are moving forward. And once the shelter at home orders start to get lifted, it's definitely gonna be a lot easier for us to do our part as agents to show homes safely and responsibly, and give you the opportunity to look at properties in person so that you can make a more informed decision when you're deciding if you want to sell a home or buy a home, excuse me. So that's that. The next thing I want to talk about is actually homes being shown, and that's what I wanted to bring up. So the Safer at Home order was updated by Eric Garcetti, and that was on the 30th. So that was at, 5 days ago? So it's last week, early last week. And basically what they're saying now is you meaning we, agents, are now allowed to show homes legally in person in occupied properties as long as there's no more than two visitors at a time in the home. And that's as of April 30th. Also, in regard to homes that are occupied by renters, occupied homes require a tenant to have written consent. Okay, so if you are going to be showing those types of homes, renter-occupied homes need written consent by the tenant, and then any other homes that are occupied and want to be seen by a buyer, those can be shown as long as there's no more than two visitors at a time. Open houses are still not allowed, so don't expect to see open houses for the foreseeable future. And vacant properties are still available to show as they were before. Those were obviously easier to access since no one's living there. And this order applies to the city of Los Angeles only. It's expected potentially to expand beyond the city of Los Angeles, but right now it hasn't. So that means if you're looking at anything outside of the city of Los Angeles, then those might have different rules. But for now, this only applies to LA. And the third thing that I wanted to talk about today very quickly, because I don't want to keep us too long, is the mortgage rates. Now, I am not a mortgage lender. I am not pretending to be one. And I always lean on my lenders to provide that advice to my clients. Having said that, it's still important to follow what's going on in the mortgage rate industry and to at least follow the rates. So whenever someone asks me, like yourself, what's going on with rates, then I can at least answer that question intelligently with some information. And I think the cool way to look at this right now before we really look at what's happening in the mortgage rates is to really look historically. Now, rates have been historically low for quite some time. In fact, in the last 10 years, if you were to look over history, rates are lower than they've ever been. But let's go even further. Let's go back to even, you know, the 70s. In the 70s, rates were almost 9% at that time. In the 80s, they'd shot up. They were nearly 13%. I mean, imagine getting a loan at a rate of 13%. That would be unbelievable how much interest you'd be paying on that loan. And then the 90s, they went back down to 8%. And in the 2000s, early 2000s, you were at about 6.5%. And in the 2010s, you were at 4%, which again was incredible. And in those moments, we were talking about how low those rates were. And now fast forward to 2020. And despite all of the things that are going on in the world, the one thing that can be exciting from a real estate standpoint is that interest rates are basically at 3%. I mean, they're about as low as I've ever seen in my career. I've been in the industry since 2005. So I'm almost at 20 years, which is kind of nuts to say out loud. 3% though, that is pretty darn low. I mean, it's as low can be. And who knows where they're going to go in the future. But at this very moment, qualifying for a loan, you will get a phenomenal rate. If you need lenders, call me. But any lender that you discuss rates with, they should be able to provide you with something that's pretty incredible. And that's pretty motivating, especially when you're thinking maybe you're on the fence about jumping into the market safely and responsibly, of course. But that's something to think about when you're considering some things. So that's the last thing I wanted to talk about today. I know uncertainty continues. You know, it took me some time to reignite the flame for myself, you know. I'm just like you guys. I have a family. I have my own life that I'm thinking about. And, you know, it really kind of shook me a little bit when all this stuff was happening and just kind of following along what was going on in the world. And when it eventually hit closer to home, you know, you worry about yourself, your family, the people that you love, the people you care about, the people you work with. And you want so many people to be safe. And when there is no real way to guarantee prevention of you know, this disease, it's very, very unsettling and unnerving. So, you know, I've been at home for a bit. And now that I have adjusted to this new normal, as many of you have, you know, I've been able to kind of slowly get back out there and really talk more about the things that I know best, which is, you know, real estate, among other things. And I took the time off the air to really figure out what I could bring to the table that I felt was valuable to you. And this gave me some time to really to practice and put some things together, which is why I am kind of raising the bar for myself on what I'm providing out here. So as you can see, I've got this fancy backdrop for those of you that are actually following live. It's pretty cool. If you're on the podcast, you can see me on Facebook in the future, or you can watch the replay on my business page. But I stayed off the stage for a while, but now I'm back on it. I will be following updates as closely as possible, particularly for the market, the LA market and surrounding markets, so that I can keep you informed. I'd like to be able to do this, you know, on a weekly basis. Hopefully that's the way it works out. But the country, the state, and the city are slowly adjusting policies to allow for more in-person commerce. So you're going to start seeing notifications around you that your local shops, your restaurants, your stores, based on the laws and guidelines of Los Angeles and the county and the state, you're going to get opportunities to get back out there again. And that's going to excite some people and perhaps make some people a little nervous. But ultimately, there is a process to this. I'd like to think that the people that are calling the shots are looking at information and doing everything they can to reopen our economy safely and keeping all of us in mind. So when you get back out there, please, you know, stay safe, stay healthy. Know that I personally want that for you. I want that for all of us. And as things kind of settle back in and as we kind of roll back into what is our new normal, know that I will be following this small part of the world, the real estate world, and the things that impact real estate. And I will be providing that information to you as often as I can. So Thanks for watching or listening. Know that I'm available for you. You can follow me online on all platforms at Explore LA Living. This is James Dunn. I didn't even say that in the beginning of the broadcast, but I appreciate you. Thanks so much, and we'll catch you on the next one. And as my alarm goes off, see, those are the things that happen when you do things live. So thanks, everyone. Catch you on the next one.